take all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, different ways God communicates with us, and I'll just quickly, hopefully, round up today. We've been looking at stop and listen to God. I hope we'll have the time. Thank you all the people who submitted banners to depict the next theme for the month of December. Sorry, is it November? Okay, thank you. I'm already in December. You see, God knows the end from the beginning. Our theme for this November, which we're entering on Tuesday, is the Bride of Christ. That's the body. And thank you. We sent out the banner challenge and we got the highest number of entries we've ever had since January. So thank you for everyone that submitted, and already God has spoken ahead of time. We are that Bride of Christ. For those who have been joining the retreat, we're on a retreat as a church since last Tuesday. It ends tomorrow. 7 days instructed by the Spirit of God to stop and retreat, and God has been speaking to us through different vessels since last week, Tuesday. If you've not been, I don't beg people to pray, and I'm not saying that I don't mean it. I do not beg people to pray. I encourage, I beseech you, and I will tell you, it's Jesus who said, men always ought to pray and not faint. God led us at the start of the year. We usually pray every 12 noon, but then we added the 6 p.m. So it's a prayer altar. Even if you can't be there every day, endeavor to be there. The announcement will come how you can join wherever you are. Thank God for the technology, the power of Zoom. We're using the Zoom, and anywhere you are every day, 12 noon, 6 p.m., you can pray. I just want you to know, and I'm just announcing that again, and I hope those who have ears will hear what the Spirit of God is saying at this time. But, you know, different things God has been speaking to us since we started the retreat last Tuesday. So many things. And I just want to encourage us to try, listen, and if anybody needs all the links to the recording, you can contact us and we'll send you how you can listen to them. But it's just purely on demand. If you want to, we'll send it to you. If you don't want, just hold your peace. We'll hold our peace. Amen. But I want to say this, God is speaking through so many things that has been happening in the world. All right, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the reason why we're teaching this, and God help me, Holy Spirit help me to be easy. Okay, verse 8, the Bible tells us there that the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose, and he went to Eli. Samuel, at this time, was a young boy who had been weaned of food and dedicated by his mother, even before he was conceived from the womb, and handed over to the Lord's service. So he didn't know God, like we found out, and God was speaking to him. So God had called him first time. He ran and he thought it was Eli the priest calling him. Eli said, I didn't call you, go back. He ran again, he heard God called him Samuel, Samuel. He ran again to Eli. Eli said, I didn't call you. So this is the third time he heard that voice. So the Bible says he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, you, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. So this was the fourth time that God will be calling Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. And then we see something God does here. Then the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears will tingle. In other words, not everyone will hear. Even Samuel was hearing the voice of God, but he did not recognize it was God speaking to him. I realize that hearing God, we can actually be taught how to hear God. Please help me tap your neighbor and just ask them, are you hearing? Are you listening? Okay. This is not the time to be on your phone and be texting people who will be distracting you because faith comes by what you hear. So if you don't hear anything, you won't have faith. So I need to say that. So what we see here is that Samuel was running up and down. He could not hear what God was going to say to him until he stopped running. He had to stop to listen. And when he stopped to listen, he now began to hear what God had to say. Until we stop to listen, we won't hear God, people. God is always communicating to us in different ways. Somebody saying, what if I don't know God? Samuel didn't know God here. And yet, God was speaking to him and he could hear the voice, even though God had a message, but he couldn't decipher the message until he actually, intentionally, deliberately stopped to listen. This is something that I believe God is teaching us at this time, to learn to stop to listen. But who taught Samuel how to listen to God? A priest. A priest who had been hearing God, who had been an intermediary between God and people. So he recognized that this must be God. But he used the word perceive. So last week, we said two things the way God communicates with us. So you see, the way we hear God can be taught to us. If only we are ready to learn and listen. So different ways God communicates with us. I said, primarily, first and foremost, God speaks to us through his word. The Bible. Written, it is written. Study the word. The Bible tells us that holy men of God, they spoke as the Spirit of God inspired them. If you look at the book of Job, chapter 32, verse 8, it tells us that there's a spirit in man. Everybody, if you can hear me, you are moving, you are alive, you have a spirit. It is the inspiration, the breath of God, that gives us the understanding. In other words, God's is spirit, and the Spirit of God communicates into our spirit. But then we will have understanding of what God is saying through the Spirit. So just flow with me slowly. And the Word of God is spirit. So when you open the Bible, I'm using the Bible, listen. There are many stories in the Bible. There are historical accounts in the Bible. There are places in the Bible where you will hear a prophet say, thus saith the Lord. In other words, they heard God and they're saying exactly what God is saying. There are other places in the Bible where you will just read the story and David saw the giant and he spoke to the giant. You come to me with swords, with spears, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. I will cut off your head today. And, you know, that was David speaking. But then you can learn something from David, from what he said, Because he said some things to let you see his relationship with God. He was giving account. When I was in the wilderness, a bear came, I killed the bear. A lion came, I killed the lion. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He recognized that it was through the help of God that he was able to accomplish those feats. So if you want to know how God is dealing or dealt with David, then read about the story of David and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the encounters. So there are so many scriptures we quote, for example. We just know the scriptures, we know the letter, but we don't know the spirit behind it. And it takes the Holy Spirit, like Jesus explains, to teach us the word of God. So let me tell you practically, because I want to be practical, and I'll give us practical examples. I'm reading the Bible, and then all of a sudden, a word just jumps at me. It's like I can't move past that word. At times, it may just be one word, or it might just be one story. And I will go back again, and I'll go and read it, and I will say, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say? Please teach me. Explain this to me. And I'm reading, and I'm reading, and understanding starts coming. I will give you practical examples. Now, when 2020 and COVID came, I've given this example again, and let me say it again. So if you've heard me say it again, please pretend now you didn't hear it. Because at times, familiarity won't let you hear what God is saying. Now, when the coronavirus hit, and then all of a sudden, nations of the earth were locked down, and they said there was this virus killing everybody, this, everywhere was confused. Everybody was confused. Men of God were confused. Everybody was just kind of trying to second guess. Doctors were confused. Presidents were confused. Nobody knew what to do. So they were just wondering, let's do this, let's do that. But you know what? Lockdown. So they shut down the whole world and told you if you go out, you are in trouble. In fact, people were afraid to even go out. I'm bringing back memories because at times as human beings, our memories are short. We forget the encounters some of us had under lockdown. Now you are going about, now you've forgotten all the vows you made to God. Ah, God, please, I don't want to die. And God, if I survive this for the rest of my life, I will serve you, I will worship you, I will do everything. You know, I know how many people are contacting me during the lockdown. Even me confused, I didn't know what to do. This, that, what's God saying? You know, I felt like telling some people, you two go and ask him now. Is it only me God speaks to? And it's, who remembers all sorts of conspiracy theories? That no, they are trying to do this. There is this, is that. The whole world was confused. I went to God in prayers, and I was having a conversation with God one day. I said, Lord, what is a pandemic? And I went to check, like a global epidemic. If it's local or if it's constricted to one place, they call it epidemic. But when is all over the world, pandemic, that this virus is affecting everywhere in the world. And now they've told everybody, lockdown. I said, Lord, is there anywhere before? Because your word says there's nothing new under heaven. Is there anywhere in the Bible where there has been a lockdown and a pandemic? And I just heard quietly, like the days of Noah. That's all I heard. I quickly went. Jesus talked about the days of Noah. And I went. I went to read it. Like the days of Noah, people were marrying, blah, 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 until Noah entered into the ark. And then the flood came and wiped off everybody. That affected the whole world. That's a pandemic. The whole world then was affected. So and I went and I went to read the actual story from Genesis chapter 6. And the Holy Spirit told me, no, start from when Noah was born. And mind you, our first son His name is Noah. I can tell you how and why his name is Noah. I've told him over and over. I went somewhere. I was praying. My wife was still troubled that, oh, we've married. It's 3 months. She's not pregnant yet. So I went away and I was praying. And God showed me some things I needed to repent about. The first thing I needed to repent about was that I told my wife, no, I don't want us to have children. Yet. And God showed me, that's what you said, you don't want. So I said, okay, Lord, I repent. And God showed me so many things. Okay, Lord, I repent this, that. Okay, Lord, I really want to have children. And I'm telling you this, that some of us don't realize that there are some things that you have in your heart actually told God that is hindering you for some things manifesting. Until the Spirit of God can show you your heart. And I'm praying as I'm speaking now that God will begin to show you the hidden things of your heart. The Bible says you are snared with the words of your mouth. You said some things, the angels have heard it, heavens have heard it, and it is so. So I needed to reverse that. I reversed it and I said, Lord, okay, I'm ready to have a baby and all that. I remember a young man too that God showed me that no, he doesn't want children. And I said, God told me to look at him. And God showed me that, let me tell you that even children run away from him. I'm serious. He's a young man, and when he goes around babies or children, the children themselves, and God showed me, yeah, that's why. He doesn't want children. And truly, truly, when he now really now wanted and desired, after about 7-8 years, they had children. Today, children don't run away from him anymore. In fact, he's the one now running towards children. I'm just saying that because I want to be real and practical with us. Anyway, so let me share the story and then we'll go back to the pandemic story. So after I repented, I just remembered I was waking up every day at a certain time. 3 a.m. So this particular day, the third day, I was away from my wife. I woke up 3 a.m. and I heard call his name Noah. I wrote it down and I said, Noah. So I went to this book, Genesis, and I began to read about Noah. And God told me, your wife is going to have a baby. It's going to be a boy. And his name is Noah. And that is Noah there, 23 years after. Why are you looking back? Exactly 9 months that day God spoke to me, he was born. Exactly 9 months. The day he came out, the Holy Spirit said, calculate. And I went back exactly to the dot, 9 months, that God spoke to me, call his name Noah. When I saw him that day, I wept because he looked like me. I just knew I can't hide here. I'm the one responsible for this one. Anyway, let's go back to just learn something today. So I went to the Bible and I began to read. I said, no, read the story from the birth of Noah. When Noah was about to be born, there was evil everywhere. Listen to this. I'm moving by the Spirit. Everyone born before Noah's generation, before Noah, all the lineage, they will say this person lived this many years and he gave birth to sons and daughters. And something, Lamech lived X number of years and he gave birth to so-so-so and so-so-so. And then this one lived. Okay, let's go back there because I'm always mindful of the, well, they understand me now. The media team, I send them scriptures, and at times I don't follow the scriptures. I just realized at times that some things I sent to them was for my own personal consumption. All right, let me just read from Genesis chapter 5. Because I want us to see something, because I want to be practical. The word of God is the first primary way God speaks to us. Genesis chapter 5 verse 18. Please, if it's displayed, just tell me so I... Or please open your Bible. Don't wait for it to be displayed, please. Please, if you have your Bible, you have a device, and you are not texting, please open your device and let's go to Genesis chapter 5. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 18. Jared lived 162 years and he begot Enoch. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years and he died. This was what I was reading that morning when I woke up. Call his name Noah. So, 21, verse 21, Genesis 5. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and it was not, for God took him. And then Methuselah, verse 25, lived 187 years. He begot Lamech. And after he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters, and the Bible gives us account. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. That's the man who's lived the longest. Some of us, all we know about Methuselah is that he lived 969 years. That in itself is deep, but that's not where I'm going. Because the day God began to speak to me about Methuselah, people have insulted Methuselah so for years, and God showed me his ignorance. You know when somebody said, why are you Methuselah? Like in a derogatory way. I even had someone preach and said, Methuselah is a symbol of a wasted life. Ah, okay. You didn't hear that from me, because it's not. Because one of the promises of God is that with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Because if you look chronologically and you calculate, before that flood came, Methuselah had passed away. He had gone. He didn't perish with that flood of Noah, but that's not where I'm going. So he lived. Where am I? Verse what? Okay, it shows that you are listening. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years he died. Now look at Lamech. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son. And he did what? Called his name Noah. Saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. Prior to Noah being born, you remember Genesis? God cursed the earth, cursed the ground because of the sin of Adam. Lamech spoke into the life of the son he gave birth to. God heard it and God honored it. Please, when you have your child, what do you call them? They will become whatever you call them. That is the power God has given us parents. Anything you call your child, heaven will honor it. Oh, somebody's saying, so if I go home now, I start calling my son millionaire, millionaire, millionaire. Hey, millionaire, Baba. Listen. Call him millionaire, and then one day he misbehaves. Look at your head. Idiot. You will never amount to anything. There goes your millions. There goes your millions. When God began to show me this, he said, call his name Noah. And I went to check the meaning of Noah. It means comfort. It means rest. Come on. You see this young man you're seeing here? I was thanking those who are in the media, behind the scene on Thursday. I was thanking God for him and his brother. When you talk about comfort, when you talk about rest, that this man has never given us trouble as parents. Noah is 23 years old now. Please celebrate our Noah. Never. I'm telling you. Why? Because anytime we call him, comfort, rest. After him, we lost a child. We lost a baby girl. He was the one comforting my wife when she was going through post-traumatic whatever after we lost the baby. I wasn't there. He was just barely 2 years old. He can't remember, because I'm going to tell us today one of the things, and I promise the way God speaks to us is through little children. I was consoling my wife. I was not there. I was far away in Nigeria. They were in the UK. Started quoting scriptures. A two-year-old boy. Where did he get it from? He was dedicated to the Lord. We brought him to the church. Before he was born, we were pastors. So he had nowhere to go. He had nowhere to go. Ask him when we allowed him to go on Facebook. I'm not boasting. All his mates, they will be making fun of him. So, you know, all this peer pressure they will be putting on your children. You two, you come home, you two, you bend to the peer pressure that you don't want your child to be bullied in school. Bullied for what? Do you know Noah in the Bible was bullied? And when God's judgment came, where were all the bullies? They went up with the flood. There's something God is doing in the life of this young man. My wife and I were telling ourselves, I look at the way they used to laugh at this young man when he was in school. Oh, he doesn't dress nice. He doesn't, because he's the son of a pastor. You know, pastors are usually associated, at least real pastors like us, are usually associated that they don't have money. They bully my son in school. They wear designer, they do this. He doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. Because we just go and shop in somewhere that's £1 shop, buy one, get one free. Looking for deals, because we are serving humanity. I mean, by now, if I'm a covetous, my wife, if we are covetous pastors, you will know. You will know. It can't be hidden. But that I know, we're just here to serve as God helps us. Making fun of him. The desire to, you know, one day somebody, they contacted him and sent him a whole box of designer wear to just beg them and paid him to wear it. I said, Noah, when you were in school, they used to bully you, you don't wear. Now they are begging you to wear. They sent him another set. Sorry, I'm exposing. I'm sorry. Lord, let us stick to the scriptures. Okay. They are begging you to wear it and paying you to wear what you were bullied for when you were in school. I'm just saying this. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you God is real. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Please don't bend to any peer pressure. Stay on your lane. And I'm telling somebody, God has remembered you. And God is telling you, stay on your lane. Don't be foolish. It's foolish people who compare themselves with themselves. The Bible says they are not wise. I was reading. And I read, first pandemic, lockdown. Noah and his family were under lockdown in the ark. And I calculated, said I should calculate. I calculated 1 year, 3 months. And God told me this pandemic is going to last. The lockdown and everything, lockdown. We're going to be under lockdown. When I had the boldness, I shared with my wife first. When I had the boldness, I called the kings and priests in the church, you know, the elders. I introduced them next week. And I shared with them that this is what God is telling me about this pandemic. We're going to be shut down, this lockdown, this pandemic. And this is what God is doing. He's resetting his church. He's resetting everybody. He's bringing humanity back to himself. Jesus has said it. There will be pestilences. There will be earthquakes. There will be floods. There will be everything. We see all these things. They are speaking to us. But we are not listening. The second thing I told us lack was what? Perception. Eli perceived that God was the one speaking to Samuel. There are some things you can perceive, stop, wait, consider. Why did this happen? Things don't just happen. Let me chip this in. You see, at times, I was telling my brother at the back there at this point, I said, I'm very sensitive to sound, but I was speaking in parables to him. So let me interpret the parable. You see, at times we're worshiping, we're playing. By the way, the singing and this playing music is not worship. The real worship is your life. What is God to you? How do you conduct yourself? Can people see God through your life, the way you carry yourself daily, not the way you sing or play the keyboard? See, I'm very sensitive to sound. When we're playing and the choir is singing, I know when they are fighting in the choir. I know. I don't hear the music. I'm hearing something in the spirit. Something is not right. Something somewhere is not right. Something. There was a day I remember, I just saw a long time ago, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but well, the person is not here. I've pastored for over 20-something years now, so let me just put it at one of the churches I've pastored in the past. This person was coming to service, and God told me to tell this person, you are not singing with the choir today. Ah! And I've grown now to recognize when God is speaking. So, Doc BC. So I just called her. Yay, I've revealed the gender. I called them. I said, sorry, you are not. Just sit down, okay? Just sit down. Don't minister with the choir today. Looked at me. I should sit down. I said, yes. I should sit down. I said, yes, please. Person sat down. Service went. After the service, the person told me, says, God has saved you. I said, why? He said, I was coming to church today to fight you. Ah. I said, what did I do? He said, when last did you see me? I was away. Nobody, you didn't call me. Nobody. I was coming to scatter the church today. I am telling you, you see human beings, you don't know the spirit they carry. I don't see flesh and blood, though. I may not look spiritual. I play football on Mondays. But I've learned something, sir, to be discerning. Okay? I don't wear titles. But I'm just telling you, every one of us, we have the Spirit of God. If only we stop to listen. You will be amazed at the things God will be telling you. Did Dave Franklin will play this keyboard here and he has just fought with his wife? God help him that day. Just joking. Come and play there and he's playing. He thinks he's, I'm hearing when the glory comes. No, I'm hearing Franklin has fought with Esther. There is no need to play. Just go sit down. I'm just joking. Please celebrate Franklin and Esther. I love that couple. You know, God was telling me something about you, and I want to encourage you. Okay? The way up is down. The Bible says, he that humbles himself will be exalted. Stay humble, brother. You're on track. Okay? What you shared with me on Friday, I was going home. You didn't know that God was revealing your heart to me. And God will honor you. That's between us, okay? Don't tell your wife. I know he would tell his wife, so. No, I don't tell people not to tell their wives, please. I don't scatter homes. Please tell your wife, oh. The husband and the wife, they were both naked. They were not ashamed. I don't take secrets. Don't come and tell me things. Oh, please don't let my husband know. I will tell your husband. Don't come to me, oh. I don't scatter homes. We reconcile. We've been called to the ministry of reconciliation. Anyway, so that's how God spoke to me about the pandemic. And God showed us exactly when we were coming back to open the church. And God told us, you can ask all the kings and priests how, the date, and everything and what we should do. And like the flood, that the church, if we try to make the mistake to go back to the love assembly that was before pandemic, we have missed it. We've missed it. We should raise a new altar. So I'm just telling us, you better, if God has reset you and you are upset now, you better go back to God's resetting and stop struggling with God and let God do the new thing he started in your life. All right, I want to round up now because my time is up. So that is number three, understanding through the books, which I've just said, how do you understand through the books? So go into the Bible. This thing has happened before. Has it happened before? Holy Spirit, show me where it has happened. You will be amazed the things God will be showing you. Number four, just stopping to observe nature. Just look at everything around you. Heavens declare the glory of God. The whole of firmament. Everything. Even in the Bible, God spoke to a donkey. God can speak through anything if only we stop to listen. You practice it, you'll be amazed. And please don't listen out for voices. There are many voices in the air. Don't say, okay, God, I want to. You will hear voices. So, no. Anything you hear, please bring it back to the word of God. Okay, the Spirit is telling me to go and slap Felucia. Where is it written in the Bible that I can slap him? Eh? Did you just quote a scripture that you should turn the other cheek? Anything you hear, you perceive, please always check it with people who are matured. We don't do that. Let me tell us the solo spirit we have now. God has spoken to me and that's it. I don't care. God told me this is what I must do. The choir rehearsed that they want to sing when the glory comes. Me, I want to sing when glory comes down. And I don't care. We rehearse. Yes, I don't care. Choir sing glory come down. Schism. You've caused strife. Why don't you run it with the choir or with the head of the choir? Or with the pastor? It's called authority. I don't do anything. I run things through my wife and my sons. Because we've all been raised up to hear God. You know, the other day we were going and I was telling Joshua that which of these, because he was going to do a dressing on his finger. Thank you for last week, Dr. Uche, and where's Debbie? The Spirit of God spoke through Debbie sharply to me. Sharply. It was a rebuke. Even though she said it respectfully, but it was God speaking. So we were going, and I said, okay, Joshua, which of these walking centers should we go? I said, okay, just ask God and tell me. So he said, okay, so Holy Spirit, where should we go? Should we go to Highton, or do we go to Hillwood? Or do we go to Gaston? So he said, okay, wait. I said, look, we have reached the traffic light where I need to turn. He said, okay, all right, let's go to the one in Highton. We got there. I said, how long do we have to wait? They said, 3 hours. I said, Joshua, I'm not sure you had God. But then, they now said, neither Highton nor Gaston. They just told me, okay, no, go to this one. So we got direction where he heard that we should go, to the right one. So please, let me tell us something. Don't be afraid of missing it. That's why it's always good to cross-check. Is this God? God, is this you? All right? Please, where's Sister Nike? Oh, she's with the children. Okay, she shared something with me and I said she should remind me today so that God will give us interpretation together. So through observing nature, observe people, just stop. Why is this happening? What is that? And listen, the Holy Spirit is not a gossip. The Holy Spirit is always telling you things about other people. That's gossiping, no. The Holy Spirit is not a gossip. Why is it that the Holy Spirit is always telling you about other people? Never tells you about your own life. Something's wrong with you. Something is definitely wrong with you. Because I've pastored, I'm telling you now, over 2 decades, I've met all sorts of people. There's someone who's always coming to give me revelation about other people every time. And you're always fighting with everybody in the church. Always fighting with everybody. Mommy Sissy. But God was always giving you revelation. Until God gave you revelation of somebody you wanted to marry, and the person didn't marry you. Now you now got angry and you started cursing people. What's that nonsense? It's always somebody else. God is giving you revelation. The things we pastors see, only God will help us. Because some people will come and poison your mind against other people. I saw so and so. That person is a witch. I saw run away from that person. It's a witch. Let me tell you, you are the one who is a witch. Sorry, not you. You are a wizard. Oh, no, not you. Okay, so nature. And then there's something called discernment, which I really want to tell you about. Thank you very much. My time is up. If you walk in love, if everything you're doing is motivated by love, you will always perceive, again, what to do and what not to do. So you want to take a step, you want to take a decision, just ask yourself, is love behind this? The end of this, is it love? I want to give Schofield £50. Right? Duna can give him £50 because I want to manipulate him. So I can tell him, Schofield, okay, you know I gave you £50 that day. Now I want you to do this, I want you to do that. My real motive is not love. But I want to give him, I just want to bless him. Just give him and, you know, you don't owe me anything. I perceive the Spirit of God is telling you to give me £50. Can you hear the Spirit? You can hear. All right, let me end with this. Sarah, sorry, my time. You know, I'm just teaching us this because the retreat today, tomorrow ends, and we will be hearing God again. God speaks to us through people. Just come to the retreat this evening, 6 to 6:30. If the Spirit leads, we get to 6:45. And come to listen. When you come for services, just come to listen. Don't come to see who will say hello to you or who won't say hello to you. That person last week, he did something to me. I will show them when I go to the service today. That's the spirit of the devil.